celebrate his White House win, announcing another pick, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, for Interior Secretary. He's known as a champion of the oil industry. A Texas man is under arrest, accused of supporting ISIS and plotting a mass casualty terror attack. Anas Saeed was taken into custody in Houston on Thursday. The world's most polluting cities released at the COP29 UN Climate Summit in Azerbaijan include Shanghai, Tokyo, New York, and Houston. This is ABC News. A jury in the trial of a Marine vet facing manslaughter charges in New York getting a chance to see exactly what he told police after a deadly encounter on the subway.
Jurors heard Daniel Penny in his own words, watching video as he demonstrated on a detective the chokehold that killed Jordan Neely.
He was acting like a lunatic, like a crazy person.
It happened in May of 23. Penny, a former Marine trained in hand-to-hand combat, says he was just trying to protect fellow strap hangers when Jordan Neely got on and started threatening people. The medical examiner ruled Neely, who was unarmed and had a history of mental illness, died from compression to the neck.
That's ABC's Josh Einiger here in New York. And the FBI is trying to figure out how many banks were hit by a gang of West Coast robbers who used some convincing costumes. The thieves dressed up like construction workers and used tools like jackhammers to cut into vaults and ATMs. They took at least $4 million before they were busted. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin Needs to Know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. November 10th, there's an all-you-can-eat breakfast at the Kennan Fire Hall. This will be taking place between 7:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. and will also feature a free will offering. This is sponsored by American Legion Post 362. Once again, this is happening November 10th from 7:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Kennan Fire Hall. Molson Coors has announced the closure of two breweries. Stuart Waddles has more.
Molson Coors is hopping out of Chippewa Falls. The company announced yesterday the closure of two Leinenkugel brewery operations, including the historic Chippewa Falls facility and the 10th Street Brewery in Milwaukee. They'll be consolidating that work at their State Street Brewery in Milwaukee. The company is assuring that the change, set to take effect in January, will not impact the beer supply. The company does say they'll continue to operate the Liney's Lodge and the tourist elements of the Chippewa Falls operation.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, excludes diesels, and enter to win one of 20 $125 grocery gift certificates. Plus, get exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 financing up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them on Highway 51 South at MinocquaCars.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Still waiting for Chris. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks head to Charlotte to take on the Hornets tomorrow night. Milwaukee now 4-8. The Hornets are 4-7. Chris Middleton is yet to play after surgery this summer on both of his ankles. Head coach Doc Rivers on whether there's a growing frustration regarding Middleton.
No. I mean, obviously we want Chris to play, but Chris is doing all the work. He's working his butt off. That's all. No, as a coach, that's all you can ask for. And we were hoping we were going to be healthy, but we're not. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Men's college basketball should be a special night tonight at the Kohl Center as the Badgers honor Hall of Fame coach Bo Ryan and members of the 2014-15 team that went on to the Final Four. Meanwhile, the Badgers had their work cut out for them, hosting Arizona, the number 9th ranked team in the nation.
Now we've got a tremendous test coming at us on Friday. You know, an extremely big team, an experienced team. Caleb Love backed one of the guard positions, put a lot of pressure on the rim. Obviously a really, really good team.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Northwoods
weather. It is going to be a nice weekend, and you're going to want to get out and enjoy it because things are going to start to go downhill next week. Today, partly cloudy, 50. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, windy, partly cloudy, 52. On Sunday, sunshine, high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39. 98 Q Country.
Red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows. Well, I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a black top. I caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west. Plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows, where the green grass grows. I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed, point our rocking chairs towards the west, and plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Whoa, where the green grass grows.
Fence carving on a hillside, cutting holes in the midday sun, like a postcard framed in a windshield covered in dust. I love the rhythm of an old gray black top, 33's just whistling by. Steer the wheel one-handed on a two-lane, hugging that line. I got the windows down, no one else around, singing. No New Holland, hammer down and pass them on up. The breeze smells like a summertime hay field's just been cut. I got the windows down, way out of town, singing. Freedom is the miles I'm rolling on. Out here cruising to a back road song. I feel the wheels like a melody. Like a radio dialing it strong. Come on, come on, sing along, sing along to my backroad song. The only way today could get better, girl, what I'm thinking is I can pick you up, you slide in this truck, I can hear you singing. Ooh. Let me hear you sing it.
Country.
Another ball cap on a bar stool underneath the PBR line. Saying everything out of the moon to get you into my arms tonight. You probably heard it 1,000 times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. And you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. And you look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. I don't turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. I gotta tell you, baby, I've been the kind of boy your daddy never wanted you to go and fall in love with. The kind of boys you're probably done with their dumb shit. I bet you heard the stories and can't say I'm proud of that, but I've turned the page on the old me. Now I ain't looking back. Cause you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a chug bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing. Missing you in the morning, probably for the next few years. When I look back on it, I'll still see you right here. And you look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. And you look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look gonna wind up missing you. Wind up missing you. Wind up missing you.
Let's go. Go.
Want to connect with us?
Oh, yeah.
We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98Q Country.
Didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Now we might have been better off or on the bigger house if Daddy'd done more giving in or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty just to live in his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. I know that things are different than they were in that day, but I still believe what makes a man really hasn't changed. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something fall for anything. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything.
AQ Country.
Pierce at 98Q Country with Every Little Thing. 40 is what we're waking up to. It is mild out there this morning, and we're going to see our temperatures, much like yesterday, kind of linger right around that 50-degree mark with temperatures, hang on just a second here, 40, let me redo that, 48, yeah, 48 is our high, 40 is where we're at right now. Okay, I saw 30. Two up here, and that was just not updated. So 48 today, 47 tomorrow, still in the 40s and even 50 for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And they're telling us that Wednesday, Thursday could drop down into the mid-30s. So I don't know, that snowstorm that they're forecasting for early, mid-next week, I just don't see it happening with the way that the temperatures are. We may see the precipitation and some of the wind, but as far as snow accumulation, it's just too warm. It's just too warm. I mean, the first few inches is just going to melt. It's going to melt when it hits the ground. Will we have snow on the ground for the opener of the traditional gun deer season? I will go out on the proverbial tree limb and say not looking good, but it is looking pretty good to have some kind of precipitation at some point during the gun deer season, because temperatures will drop a little bit. You know, some, looks like some days may only be 25 or 30 for highs as we get into the heart of that gun deer season a week from Saturday. We will talk everything sports. Mike Clemens will join us. We have not chatted on the morning show with our Civic Media sports guru, Mike Clemens. He's going to be driving down to Chicago later today to cover all things Packers and Bears. And we're going to talk to him about that rivalry, about the game, about Caleb Williams, everything. He'll join us live at 8 o'clock here this morning for our coverage. Let's get you updated as we do twice an hour in the morning show. ABC News kicks it off.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Thoughts on the latest Trump pick ahead of a federal agency? Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been tapped to be Health and Human Services Secretary.
RFK Jr., you know, we know he's an environmental lawyer, but he also made a name for himself as a prominent vaccine skeptic spreading misinformation. So this is the cause of some alarm amongst public health officials when it comes to this nomination.
ABC News Medical Unit Coordinating Producer Sonny Salzman. The president-elect held a big gala at Mar-a-Lago last night to celebrate his White House win, announcing another pick, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, for Interior Secretary. He's known as a champion of the oil industry. A Texas man is under arrest, accused of supporting ISIS and plotting a mass casualty terror attack. Anas Saeed was taken into custody in Houston on Thursday. The world's most polluting cities released at the COP29 UN Climate Summit in Azerbaijan include Shanghai, Tokyo, New York, and Houston. This is ABC News.
Still waiting for Chris. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, the Bucks head to Charlotte to take on the Hornets tomorrow night. Milwaukee now 4-8. The Hornets are 4-7. Chris Middleton is yet to play after surgery this summer on both of his ankles. Head coach Doc Rivers on whether there's a growing frustration regarding Middleton.
No. I mean, obviously we want Chris to play, but Chris is doing all the work. He's working his butt off. That's all. You know, as a coach, that's all you can ask for. And we were hoping we were going to be healthy, but we're not. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Men's college basketball should be a special night tonight at the Kohl Center as the Badgers honor Hall of Fame coach Bo Ryan and members of the 2014-15 team that went on to the Final Four. Meanwhile, the Badgers had their work cut out for them, hosting Arizona, the number 9th ranked team in the nation.
Now we've got a tremendous test coming at us on Friday. You know, an extremely big team, an experienced team. Caleb Love backed one of the guard positions, put a lot of pressure on the rim. Obviously a really, really good team.
That's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is Dave with your weekly fishing report from Kurtz Island Sports Shop in Minocqua. Moving into mid-November and still such mild temperatures, the daytime highs in 50s degrees some days and low to upper 30s and 40s other days, continuing to make lake surface temperatures fluctuate. Have reports of lakes as low as 44 degrees with the larger lakes still at around 50 degrees. Fishing pressure is very light with most people targeting muskie, though a few taking advantage of the mild weekend to pursue perch and walleye. The muskie is good, suckers are accounting for most of the catches, holding rigging suckers in 14 to 24 feet of water while casting gliders and twitch baits working slowly up across the weed edges. Fish will become more sluggish as water temps cool, making the slow-moving lures and suckers more appealing. Bites can start getting softer and softer as the waters chill. Yellow perch is good. Surprisingly, we got reports on this, but a good one is anglers working weeds of 12 to 14 feet, finding nice numbers on crappie minnows. No jumbos, but lots of good eaters at 9 to 10 inches. Northern pike is good. Liking the cool water, pike providing some fun late-season open water action. Target remaining green weeds of 8 to 14 feet. Chubs or suckers on a jig is best. Like their bigger musky cousins, pike bite surprisingly light, hence the live bait preference. With high cold winds from the north mixing things up, water temps will most likely slide down. Lows the rest of the week in the 30s with highs in the 40s will continue. As side note, rarely mentioned, whitefish on Trout Lake have been biting as they stage in 30 to 40 feet off potential spawning flats. Swedish pimples tipped with waxworms or minnow heads or gulp is best. This is Dave from Kurtz Island Sports Shop in Minocqua, and as always, fish on, anglers.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. for you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
Here's another great reason to use the United States Postal Service this season. When sending a package, why venture outside? Ship with USPS for a true holiday ride. Want to stay cozy and warm? There's no need to roam. With free package pickup and labels printed from home, we have over 600,000 employees always in motion. And before you know it, your gift has delivered emotion. Spread the holiday joy this season with USPS's enhanced network. Learn more at usps.com/holidayride.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be a nice weekend, and you're going to want to get out and enjoy it because things are going to start to go downhill next week. Today, partly cloudy, 50. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, windy, partly cloudy, 52. On Sunday, sunshine, high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
98 Q Country.
It's over, baby, deja vu again. Who'd have thought that time don't stop, and somehow, girl, the world keeps spinning, and guess I'll turn myself into a solitary.
With it, I play the contest, I listen all day.
98 Q Country.
I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son. Be a lover to their mother, everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. Yeah, I'm dressed up for success. From my head down to my boots, I don't do it for the money. There's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory. I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. Yeah, I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Mondays when the weekend's been too strong. I just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. Hey, I'm solid, hey, I'm steady, hey, I'm true down to the core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't wanna die for you, but if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor, 'cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front lines, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American soldier. Yeah, an American soldier, an American. Beside my brothers and my sisters, I will proudly take a stand. When liberty's in jeopardy, I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front line, so sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American, an American.
Country.
Talk of trucks and G.I. Joes, jumping those hills with Luke and Bo, plastic cap guns and a swimming hole, don't get no dirt on your church clothes. Win or lose, we cheer for the Braves. 10% in the often play, Sunday chicken and a NASCAR race. Sure be nice to get back to that place. There was dirt on Daddy's clothes for putting that bacon on Mama's stove. Dog barking in the yard at a truck we don't know. All we had was us, had a little bitty house and a lot of love. We didn't have much. 18 left it all behind, chasing a girl, chasing a dime. Went so far trying to get mine, I can't see that old porch light that led me home at night. There was dirt on Daddy's clothes
dog barking in the yard at a truck we don't know. All we had was us and had a little bitty house and a lot of love. We had it all when we didn't have much. When we didn't have much. I can still hear Grandma reading at a red letter book of John. I can still smell coffee in the kitchen, old Don Williams on. And there was dirt on Daddy's clothes from putting that bacon on Mama's stove. Dog barking in the yard at a truck we don't know. All we had was us. Had a little bitty house and a lot of love. We had it all when we didn't have much. Had it all.
Found the Trouble Dixie Chicks here, 98Q Country. A quarter to 7, 6:45. Another nice day here in the Northwoods. Temperature-wise, close to 50 again, and really right through the weekend, it's going to be very acceptable. Be out and about, moving around. There'll be some periods of some precipitation, maybe a little breeze here and there. But I think anytime you get into mid-November, and now we're even... What is it, the 15th? This is officially mid-November, November 15th. And the temperature is at 50. The other stuff, you just like, well, rain, wind, it's 50. I'm 50. We We'll see the temperatures eventually. Here's a bold prediction from the morning show guy. Winter's coming, and eventually the temperatures will fall. Thank you. Mike Clemens is going to join us a little bit after 8 this morning. He is our civic media sports guy. He's in the locker rooms for the Bucks and the Brewers and the Packers. And he's going to be driving down to Chicago this afternoon to cover the whole thing this weekend with the Bears and the Packers. But he's nice enough to let us chat with him for about 10 or 15 minutes this morning. So get the inside scoop, and we'll chat with Mike just a little bit after 8 o'clock here this morning. Let's get some words of wisdom to get your day moving. We focus on the family.
Thanksgiving dinner can bring families together. Sometimes it can bring complete strangers together, too, like an African-American teenager named Jamal and a white woman named Wanda. A few days before Thanksgiving, Jamal got a text message inviting him to dinner. He thought it was a prank. He didn't recognize the number, and the message was signed Grandma. On the other end of the text was Wanda, who thought she was sending a message to her grandson, Brandon. But Brandon had recently changed his phone number. Jamal not only got Brandon's old phone number, but his invitation to Thanksgiving dinner, too. Once Jamal and Wanda got to the bottom of things, he joked about whether he was still invited for dinner. To his surprise, Wanda immediately replied, "Of course, that's what grandmas do. They feed everyone." It's been a couple of years since that first Thanksgiving dinner, and Wanda still texts Jamal every year with an invitation, and Jamal still accepts. What I love about that story is how two strangers turned a mistake into a friendship. Jamal could have responded to Wanda with, "Sorry, lady, wrong number." And Wanda could have ignored Jamal when she realized that he was a complete stranger. Instead, they showed each other kindness. This Thanksgiving, let's all extend each other a little kindness. Sometimes that's all it takes to turn a complete stranger into a friend. For more to help you thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Aim for the best at Ope Guns and Ammo on U.S. Highway 51 in Mercer, Wisconsin. Stop by and say hi to John and Amanda and discover their top-notch services like gun cleaning, mounting and bore sighting scopes, selling items on consignment, and handling all your ownership paperwork. Shop in-store for handguns, shotguns, rifles, ammunition, accessories, targets, and more. No appointment needed. Just walk in and get your firearms ready for the season. Veterans and military personnel enjoy a 5% discount. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, Sundays until 4. Closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Find Ope Guns and Ammo across from the Great Northern Motel in Mercer, Wisconsin.
Looking for top quality meats and more? Visit The Butcher and the Baker, just 1.5 miles up North River Road, past Palmquist Farms in Brantwood, Wisconsin. They offer a huge selection of beef, pork, chicken, fish, deli sandwiches, and frozen steak sandwiches. Don't miss their gift shop stocked with local treats, apparel, and more. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Check out their bundle deals and wild game processing. Follow them on Facebook for special events.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states.
With Progressive, you get more than savings. You get access to us through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
Oh, I see what you're doing here, Jamie. Giving me all these ways to stay in touch so I have no excuse not to. Well, you're in luck, because this guy's in the market for a new BFF.
Actually, all our customers can contact us this way.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just kidding.
But I am always up for Taco Pizza! Jinx!
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It is going to be a nice weekend, and you're going to want to get out and enjoy it because things are going to start to go downhill next week. Today, partly cloudy, 50. Tonight, 32. Tomorrow, windy, partly cloudy, 52. On Sunday, sunshine, high of 47. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
98Q Country.
Country.
Pitiful me.
Lynchburg, Tennessee. Been working hard for good old boys like me. I don't want to be the one to tell them that stuff that they've been selling ain't working like it should. But I damn sure wish it would. Whiskey's supposed to drown the memory. I've gone from one to one too many. And the thing that really gets me is how your memory drowns whiskey. Maybe it's the bar or the stool I'm on. Maybe it's the band and the sad old song that keeps me buying rounds, that keeps me turning down any girl that wants to dance. You ain't giving them a chance. Whiskey's supposed to drown the memory. I've gone from one to one too many. And the thing that really gets me is how your memory drowns a whiskey. Touching you. A whiskey's supposed to drown the memory. I've gone from one to one too many. And the thing that really gets me is whiskey's supposed to drown the memory. I've gone from one to one too many. And the thing that really gets me is how your memory drowns a whiskey. Yeah, the thing that really gets me is how your memory drowns.